hey, welcome back. It's the North Florida Sports Network. Talking draft. We haven't discussed the draft yet. We're also talking NBA playoffs. So you know I got my basketball guy, Justin, to talk about his Heat first. We'll touch on the other series. The Lakers were eliminated last night by the Nuggets, which was an entertaining series. Lakers led at half in all five games. We're going to get into the draft. I'm going to talk about the Seminoles that were drafted. Justin might be able to remember the few Hurricanes that were drafted. I do like one of their picks. We're going to get to that. There was one Florida Gator drafted. That's it. One damn guy. So we're going to talk about that. I think it's a good pick. Jamie Reno's reaction was hilarious. If you haven't done so already, you need to download and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. The podcast available everywhere, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, all that stuff. You can watch the show on YouTube. You can subscribe there. Like, do all that stuff. Thumbs up, all that stuff. Instagram, Facebook, we're all there too. But here we move on, man, as the summer heat is coming in. I'll bring Justin in right now. Speaking of the Heat, let's go there first. The first game of last night's doubleheader. I'll tell you what, you know, first glance, I watched the end of it, but, you know, it was there for them if they could shoot the ball better. What, do you agree?
Yeah, dude, that's exactly what the problem was. And even Stan Van Gundy, multiple times throughout the game last night, kept making the comment, and anybody that watched the full game would agree with this, is that the Heat played the better game last night. They had the better game plan. They played with more intensity.
Right.
They just looked like me and you shooting threes at the rec park, man. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what they finished at, but I did see at one point, like, it was either at the end of the third quarter or the beginning of the fourth quarter, that the Heat were 4 of 21 from 3.
Yeah, it's the Heat, you know, they're undermanned. Boston, though, as big a favorite as they are in the East, I came away not as confident as I was before the season. Now, granted, I was going off, sure, you know, articles I read, and, you know, because I'll tell you what, regular season NBA is just a different sport. You know, and it matters in terms for young teams and positioning, and you want to avoid the play-in game, but the playoffs are different. And, you know, the Heat been doing it the last few years with, you know, a couple stars, and now they don't have their main star, and they're doing it with guys that were picked up off last year's team, and there's still a couple left, but I think it finally came up and got them last night.
Yeah, Patty Mills played significant minutes for the Heat last night.
Yeah, and that's a backup for the Spurs. For Tony Parker.
He was a backup. Was a backup for the Spurs.
Yeah.
When Duncan was playing LeBron in the finals with the big three in Miami, Patty Mills was good.
Yeah,
that was 10 years ago.
Right. So you think it's over?
It's definitely over unless Coach Bud Kilmer shows up to the locker room Wednesday night, shoots up Jimmy Butler's knee, shoots up Terry Rozier's neck, and shoots up Duncan Robinson's back.
The best series in the East happens to be Orlando and Cleveland. You know, it didn't look good for us, you know, in the beginning, but Orlando evened the series up.
Hey, series hasn't started yet. Home team hasn't lost.
Yeah, that's true.
Series isn't even on, man. What are you even talking about?
Yeah,
but so, no, the Magic have looked really good the past these past two games, and one thing they've done that's got to scare you going into Game Five
is
they've held them the Magic held their opponents under 100 points in every game in these first four matchups, and that doesn't happen in modern NBA.
Right.
And that's something you got to look at moving forward for the rest of this series. If the Magic are going to play defense like that, and Wagner is going to be dropping 30 off the bench,
yeah, they
man.
Got to shoot better. They got to hit threes, and I'm not even a lot. They just have to be able to shoot at least 30% if they're going to D up still. Even because if you don't hit threes, the other teams are going to hang around and go on a run eventually, especially at home.
Yeah, and I mean Donovan Mitchell, like the I remember a couple of years ago when the talk was Donovan Mitchell or Anthony Edwards. I think we've answered that question.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty obviously Anthony Edwards, man.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's a number one overall pick, and another guy is middle of the first round pick. So, I mean, usually in the NBA, that your type of alpha dudes that are going to take over the league or first team all pro are in the top 10.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, there's very few, you know, Steph
Mitchell,
Curry.
It doesn't, you know, you're not. Mitchell was good in Utah, you know, but he's impressive. He has, you know, for his size, he puts up 50 point games a lot, but you have to do it 4 out of 7. You saw a bunch of times in Utah they couldn't get it done. As a Jazz fan, I can attest to that. But I'm looking forward to this next series, Denver and Minnesota. That is going to be a fun series. I am so pumped for that. You still have the 4-5 in the West with both 4-5s are the best series, which it should be. In both conferences, you have Dallas and LA. And I was totally wrong about Kawhi. Apparently, if he doesn't play, the Clippers will win easily because they're 0-2 when he's in the lineup. They're 2-0 without him.
Did you watch any of that crazy game? I think it was on Sunday when they played. When
they were up, big.
Yeah, when Dallas was down by like 35, and they ended up cutting it down to just like one or two possession game in the fourth quarter. Man, Kyrie got hot.
Yep.
And I mean, like that was the thing. Like, why heading into the playoffs? Why I was so big on Denver, or not Denver, but Dallas, was because I mean, I think Luka's top three player in the NBA, and when Kyrie gets hot, you cannot stop that crazy bastard. I mean, he might be thinking about flat Earth and all this weird crap, but dude,
yeah,
he can play, man. I mean, he's
clutch.
He's got to be frustrating.
He doesn't. He's the closer, but I'll tell you what, who's the closer now? And Jamal Murray is the closer for that Nuggets team. And it's not even the best player they have, which is saying something. That combo of them, because the Lakers played really well. And he just clutch again. He hits, I mean, they had the rebound at the end. He hit the three, and then he hit another buzzer beater. That's two in the same series. You know, he just has a Kobe-esque to him. And you know, it's a different style, but their combination is similar to Shaq and Kobe, as to where, you know, Shaq was the most dominant player throughout the game, and he was kind of like, you went through him. And they do that with Joker. He's a little more out on the perimeter, and he passes more. But when it comes to closing, Murray does the closing like Kobe did, and he's just coming up big time.
Yeah, you don't have to remind me, dude. I saw it last year in the finals. Yeah. Every time the Heat would make a run, Murray would just, you know, put it out.
He's
with a clutch three or something, man. I mean, Murray is a hell of a player, man.
Underrated. You know,
I'm super excited, like you said, for that Minnesota-Denver matchup, man. That's going to be a lot of fun.
It's gonna
Edwards
be so much
against
fun.
Murray.
You got Gobert, Defensive Player of the Year versus the Joker. Oh my goodness! It's against
Carl
so
Anthony
many
Towns and Aaron Gordon.
Right, there's so many great matchups. You have the T Wolves coach is from the Denver staff. So, you know, if you love playoff basketball, you know, and this is going to be that series.
Yeah, that one that might be the most enjoyable series.
Yeah, Anthony,
of the entire playoffs.
Anthony Edwards was saying why is anybody talking about him? Well, this is where you get known when you win series like this. You're playing the defending champs. This is your chance.
Hey, we gotta tag Anthony Edwards on this podcast, dude. We're talking about him.
I love it. Yeah, we are. Playoffs, man, I love them. They're just starting to get to that really sweet spot where the matchup's coming in. But I want to talk draft. The draft grade, which you know, how the hell do you even come up with such a thing? You know,
it's just, I can tell you when a draft is like, really bad.
Oh, I know. And I mean, you can't really. I mean, it's
if Chris Greer is doing your drafting, odds are it's going to be really bad.
Yeah. Well, the big question, I mean, I have some thoughts. I actually liked Chicago's first round. I think, you know, Caleb Williams and Adunze, that could be, you know, a combo that could go. They changed their roster the most offensively than any other team with free agency and the draft.
And then, the addition of DeAndre Swift, I think, is one that's going under the radar with Chicago that not a lot of people are talking about. Right. It's like, oh, Keenan Allen now, Caleb Williams and Adunze and DJ Moore. And I'm like, guys, DeAndre Swift is a badass running back that they plugged in there, too.
And your guy, Drake May, was third to the daggum Pats. I know.
There's only two options now. Is either one, I look like a complete moron and Drake May's out of the league in 5 years, or two, I've got 15 years of having to deal with that bastard twice a year.
Yeah,
so it's a lose-lose for me.
New England, you know, but they did draft around him, because the reason why I didn't think that was a good place for him is because of their roster. But, you know, they drafted around him, and, you know, most of their – I think they had like one defensive pick the whole time, so you know.
Yeah, they did all offense, which is what you need to do. But honestly, with that roster, I mean, I'd bring in Jimmy Garoppolo, and I would sit Drake May for the entire season.
I think they have Jacoby Brissett.
So there you go.
Yeah,
same type of guy.
Yeah. Another Patriot, former Patriot guy. He was on the Browns. You know, he got hurt. That's why they even got Joe Flacco. There was a bunch of revolving doors there. But the big question mark was, you know, who's going to take that fourth quarterback and what happened? And it happened when Atlanta got to pick. They took Michael Penix Jr. from Washington as the fourth pick, surprising, I think, everyone. Now, you just signed Kirk Cousins to a bunch of, you know, to a deal. I mean, you like Penix, but I mean, I don't like it. I mean, not to say I don't like Penix, but I mean, I don't like the pickup of Cousins then. What do you think about Atlanta? What were they thinking?
Yeah, no, I'm kind of with you. I don't understand paying $180 million to a quarterback and then drafting somebody 2 months later.
Well, yeah. And you're not, and he's like, he's a vet. He's old. He's like coming up 23, 24, right? He's been around. He took the extra year of eligibility. So, I mean, you're just like, all right, that's, you're going to sit definitely for 2 years, 3 years. Cause Cousins wants to play, you know, he wants to retire a Falcon, he says, but you know, whatever. I mean, that's not going to happen unless he plans on retiring in 2 years, but I don't know with that pick. I guess the thought is they claim that there was a bunch of teams interested, and that's probably them leaking a story to justify the pick. But that's the big question mark. I tell you what, for right here in North Florida, I really like the Rams picks. And I know, his first two picks were Florida State guys, but I think they really got value, and not just only those picks, but the other picks they got Corum, the running back from Michigan, and they got Kitchens, the safety from Miami. Both, I think they got really at a good spot. Fisk too. I think Fisk might be even end up better than Verse in the long run.
Yeah, I love the Verse pick. I was texting with a buddy of mine throughout the draft, who's like this big draft nerd. And, you know, like we're going like pick for pick, like, all right, who do you think goes here? Da, 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 da. And like the Rams pick was coming up, and he's like, all right, who do the Rams take? I'm like, dude, they take Jared Verse. Yep. It's a perfect fit. He fits the style of defense they run. Right. He fills a gap, you know, with, I mean, obviously he's no Aaron Donald.
No, but you address that your first two picks, the first round pick that Sean McVay's ever had. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool. You know, they They waited till they're like, we don't need a first round pick. We got the quarterback we want. We have Aaron Donald. Well, he retired. So it's like, well, we'll use it this year. And they did it with their first two picks. That's what I like.
I'm actually surprised that the Rams didn't go go with a quarterback in the first couple of rounds, not the first round, but Stafford's old and banged up.
No, I know, but I think they're tied at the hip. I don't think McVay's coaching anybody else but him. And, you know, you just said Stafford wants a long-term deal, you know. So
I don't give it to him.
He played better last year, and he's won a Super Bowl. I mean, it's different. Quarterback, yeah. I'd give it to Stafford over, say, a guy that's in his last year, Dak, which is just walking, dead man walking, I think.
Oh, Dak and McCarthy both.
Yeah, it's like, all right, good luck, guys.
Oh, and speaking of McCarthy's, what is up with all this J.J. McCarthy love? I do not understand.
They won the national championship. Yeah,
but so did Ken Dorsey.
Right, but that was before all this social media stuff and all that. And I'd say he's got a little better mobility than Dorsey. He's got a strong arm. I guess the knock is that they didn't need to use him. Doesn't mean that he can't do the things that you want to do in the NFL. And I tell you, winning is important in the league. You know, making decisions is really important. And I think, you know, his third down numbers at critical points in the game, you can point to some plays there, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can point to 27 like consecutive
fit,
runs.
I like the fit. Yeah, I know what you mean, but I like the fit. They're not going to do that. So he'll have more chances. And you just don't have a lot of film because of the running dominance that they had at Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, it's like drafting Tommy Frazier in the first round.
No.
Frazier had a cannon.
that was different. That was back in the day where they thought little guys couldn't play, you know? And that's not the case. It shouldn't have been back then. Jordan Travis, picked up by the Jets, another quarterback that I am going to watch and be a fan of, going to a team that I'm not a fan of at all.
That will also ruin his career.
Probably. I mean,
so it'll be good to see JT in Tallahassee coaching in a couple years.
Yeah, unless you're like, I don't think any quarterback ever has worked out there. Even Aaron Rodgers shows up and breaks and tears his Achilles. But, you know, I guess you'd have a chance to learn from him and, you know, take time, hopefully, to get 100%. But, yeah, I like that pick. 10 Seminoles drafted, tied for the most. He had 4 Hurricanes drafted at Beach.
Yeah, I was surprised the D lineman from Miami, what's his name, Taylor, didn't get picked. That was really surprising to me.
Same here. I with Lovett from Florida State. But I tell you what, you got it. DeLoach in free agent. He went to the Bucks. I think that's a good free agent pickup. And Johnny Wilson went all the way to the 6th round to the Eagles, which I think is a great pick.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how he's utilized in the NFL.
Yeah,
he feels like a Evan Engram type, where he's in between a tight end and a wide receiver, and it's really got to be a good scheme fit for him to be successful.
Right. Well, you can do that, and that's coming with AJ Brown, Heisman winner Smith. You know, so there's not going to be, you can match him up, take advantage of that size. I've seen him play 2 years. I think from where he got drafted in the 6th round, that is a really good pick.
Yeah, it's a good value pick. It's for
really
sure.
Good value pick. Same thing with Kitchens from Miami, and I thought he was a guy before the season people were talking about top first day of the draft, if not second round, and he drops to them. So thought that was a good pick too for the
Rams. I think what happened with Kitchens, and this is what just infuriates me about NFL GMs, is he didn't shine at the combine.
Right. Right. And
it's like, dude, watch the film. Watch the film. The guy's all over the field.
Yeah. And I like the football players they got. And the same thing with Corum, with the running back. You know, he's just a dude, man, that Michigan had a first round quarterback. We're like, nah, we're going to give it to this guy. And that, you know, he's a leader too. So that's a locker room guy too. You getting a bunch of like workaholic kind of players. You know, that's what I liked about the Rams draft. Just a bunch of football players. And that's what you need when you're replacing quite possibly the best defender ever, arguably.
Yeah, no, he's definitely up there with like LT and those
10 types. Ten seasons and out for him, for Aaron Donald.
Yeah, and if you look back actually at the draft where Aaron Donald came out, he fell way down in the first round because he was quote unquote undersized to play D tackle.
Right. Chop Robinson to our Dolphins.
Idiotic pick.
You don't like it?
Well, no,
that's
dude.
Where me and I was watching the draft with our fellow show contributor Jimmy Reno. That's when I agreed with you, what you said about Verse, because he was trying. He's like, man, hopefully Verse can fall. I was like, there's no to the Dolphins. And I was like, that's who I want. But the Rams pick in front of him, and they're going to take
it. And then we pick a guy. Dude, Chop Robinson, it reminds me so much of Deion Jordan. He's fast. He has one move, which is be faster than the offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't even have double-digit sacks in two seasons combined.
Right.
9.5 sacks, dude. That's not a first-round talent. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's not. He's just fast.
They went there. I think they took the best on their board, probably, but yeah.
I agree. Passing on Cooper DeJean was idiotic. When he falls to you, the corner from Iowa falls to you, right. And you just lost Xavien Howard,
right.
And you're going to bring in an undersized pass rusher when you already have Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb on the team.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. We lost Van Ginkle at linebacker. We lost Jerome Baker at linebacker. We lost Xavien Howard at corner, and we draft a project pass rusher. It's idiotic, dude. Chris Greer is a freaking moron. Dude, he's been part of the Dolphins front office for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Can you name me 5 good draft picks?
It's time to hit the road.
He's got dirt, dude. He's got the flight logs. He's got the Epstein flight logs, and Stephen Ross is on them.
Yep. Yeah.
It's the only explanation, dude. We've been rebuilding our offensive line since Dave Wanstead, and Chris Greer has not been able to draft a decent offensive lineman in 20 freaking years, man.
Oh, man.
It's nauseating. And then we trade up to draft another speedy running back. How many running backs are we going to put on the field at once?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Oh, dude, the Dolphins. This happens to me every year, dude. I hate the Dolphins draft like every freaking year. Because again, Jalen Wright, really fast. But did you watch any Tennessee games that Jalen Wright dominated?
No.
No, of course not. And again, he's an undersized, fast running back. We already have Devon Achane. We already have Raheem Mostert. We got Tyreek Hill. We got Jalen Waddle. We've got enough speed. I mean, we're not playing freaking 7-on-7 flag football here, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just draft people that are really fast. Is it Darius Hayward Bay? You know, he ran a good 40 time. Like, give me a goddamn break. It's ridiculous, dude.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how Chris Greer has a job. I really don't. It's been mind-boggling since we took Deion Jordan instead of Lane Johnson in the draft.
Right.
I don't understand why this guy has a job.
I think you nailed it. He's got the dirt on Ross.
It's the only thing. I mean, like, my God, if we're gonna waste some picks, why not pick some Michigan guys? Because Stephen Ross loves Michigan. You know, I mean, like, at least I could make sense of those picks. Be like, oh, well, Stephen Ross wanted him to get a Michigan man. But instead, we're getting guys from Penn State who can't sack quarterbacks in the Big Ten of all places.
Yeah.
Oh. Dude, it's infuriating, man. I mean, and I know we're probably going to end up signing Tua to a $500 million contract.
No.
Oh, no. Dude, we're going to be in cap hell. We're going to be in cap hell in like 1 year, dude. And then we're going to have a bunch of undersized, fast guys that aren't good at football on our roster.
Oh, God. All right, well.
We had to go.
Yeah, so it was a great weekend for me, man.
Well, I got to go now. I got to get out of here. We got to get on out of here. All right.
Last here. Little tidbit. Yeah. Keon Coleman to the Bills. Fantastic pick.
Yes. Let's touch on the rest of those FSU draftees. Since it was for the teams in Florida, I would say in a memorable team, you know, obviously I don't want to go into the playoff drives, but it was more than just one player, obviously. I mean, you had five guys on offense, five guys on defense. Keon Coleman to the Bills. Great pickup. First pick of the second round. He's going to have big shoes to fill. Diggs is out of there. But I think you got a guy that can do it all in Coleman. Another guy that just put on the damn tape, you know? Like,
yeah, he didn't exactly. Run
the, you know, like you were saying earlier. We got another pick I like was Renardo Green. In the last pick of the second round of the Niners. Jimmy Reno, he wanted Keon Coleman to the Niners in the first round, and then he got the Gator, the only Gator draft pick, Ricky Pearsall, who I think is a good player, but he was...
Wow, that's a good landing spot for him, too.
Yeah, he did not like it. He did not like it. It was... We laughed for a long time. it was funny. Just, you know, it's a Seminole and Niner heart. We wanted that to happen. But the Bills... Another player I like going to a team that I don't like in the pros. But a good pickup there. Fisk in the second round. Renardo Green in the second round. Jerrion Jones right here to the Jaguars in the third round. You have Jordan Travis going to go up to play in New York. And for the Jets, Jaheim Bell going to the Pats. Tatum Bethune going to... Linebacker, seventh round. Who else we got there? Oh, Colt, we touched on Johnny Wilson to the Eagles. I like that pick. So a big day for FSU draft. Free agents got picked up. Surprised that Lovett didn't get drafted, but he's going. He signed. And Deloach signed as well as... Dent, Hakeem Dent, yeah. Well, we got more NBA playoffs to go over and some FSU baseball possibly when we get Jimmy Reno back here. And we'll talk to you next time right here on the North Florida Sports Network.
We had to go. Our ride was here. We got a shuttle to our